So if you want to go with me, start in Matthew 13, and I'm going to run through the New Testament with you and just show you some of the dimensions we're supposed to stand against. We're supposed to be aware of, we're not supposed to be afraid of, we're supposed to resist everything Satan is doing. Now, what is Satan doing? One thing he's doing is he sows tares in the church. You say, what? Yeah, not everybody that goes to church, not everybody that says they belong to Christ do. That's part of Satan's plan. In fact, Satan is far more active, I would put it this way, with a backward collar on, than he is down in the red light district. The red light district, the drugs, the crack houses, prostitution, and all the murders don't really need his help. That just kind of is fallen humanity's way. Where he loves to work is transforming and masquerading in religion. And the primary place Satan has worked today is in the religious realm. If he can just get people to believe something slightly off about the Lord, like believe that Jesus is a great prophet, but he's not God, especially not God the Son, or believe that Jesus is a great moral teacher, but he is not the risen and reigning Son of God, or to believe that Jesus was not virgin-born, he just was like everybody else, but God really used him. I mean, there's so many variations. That Jesus is an angel, Jehovah's Witnesses. That Jesus is Satan's brother, Mormons. That Jesus is a great prophet, Muslims. That Jesus is a great moral teacher, Buddhists, Confucius, Taoists, you know, all of them. He's just one of many. See, if you just miss him, the reality, that's Satan's plan. Now look what it says in Matthew 13, 25. Satan is dangerous because he multiplies evildoers. While the men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Now in this Jesus parabolic teaching, the wheat, the ones that bear fruit, are the believers. Tares look like wheat, but they don't have any fruit in them. Darnel is an example of a weed that looks very much like wheat. And the only difference is that wheat has wheat kernels and darnel doesn't. It's just a weed. And side by side, growing in the church throughout all the ages, do you wonder how there were the Crusades and all the murder and pillaging and raping and everything that went on in the Crusades? That emanated from the church in Europe. Were those Christians? No. They were people that went to church and thought that just being in the building made them a Christian. When they had the chance to go pillage and plunder and rape and murder and steal, they could, under the auspices of the church. That's exactly. Satan multiplies evildoers. And verse 38 says, the field is the world and the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, the true believers, the born-again ones. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. Doesn't that sound like what Jesus said in John 8:44? You're of your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do. Who is he talking to? The religious leaders of the temple in Jerusalem. He said, you guys are hanging around the temple, but you're not real. You're tares. You're false. You don't have the fruit of the Spirit inside of you. You are sons of the devil. Verse 38, the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom that receive the engrafted word, that are saved. The tares are the sons of the wicked one. Verse 39, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. So where is Satan at work? Is he sowing crack houses? No. Is he sowing, you know, new methods of murdering and extorting money? No. He's sowing into religion and trying to promote religion and trying to, and you know the history of what has gone on, all of the horrors of organized religion that does not acknowledge God, his word, Jesus Christ, or his work on the cross. And that's where Satan is most busy. But he's not just there, and we're supposed to resist that. By the way, when I look for books, I love going to book sales at libraries and Goodwills and everywhere else. And if you want to know anything about a book, its veracity, whether it's worth, if it's about the Bible, just look at how they treat the deity of Christ in miracles and inspiration. Do they believe Jesus is the divine God in human flesh, virgin born, and supernaturally raised from the dead? Or do they equivocate and kind of back away from that? Do they believe that what the Bible says is true historically, scientifically, everything else? Do they believe in inspiration? Do they believe in the miracles? Do they believe in the deity? And if not, they're one of these tares. They're a liberal.